brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got a lot on your mind. We've got an important broadcast lined up for you today. Thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the 13th day of June, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours today. Dominique Betting, the member of the Swiss Parliament who did try to get into Bilderberg, will be joining us. Of course, a member of the European Union Parliament was beat up. And we've got those reports. MEP assaulted by Bilderberg security to take legal action. And that's from the big Swiss national AP equivalent, Swiss Info. I'm going to attempt to go over all this news today, and there's a lot of it. But this year's Bilderberg was extremely historical and got more attention on it than any other Bilderberg group meeting in history. And people are asking, why are elected, quote, officials meeting with the Fortune 100 in secret, and what are they doing? Well, we know what they're doing. They're openly trying, through governments, to rob the wealth of the general population through, quote, bailouts. They are pushing monopoly capitalism or fascism, the opposite of the free market. And I've made a film, of course, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, detailing many of their admitted crimes, many of their own minutes, many of their own books they've written. Bilderberg Group members write books and brag about how they're setting up a world government. And it's very exciting to go from the point of being made fun of a decade ago or more, if you talked about it, to now people knowing that it's a real situation and identifying the actual puppet masters, not the puppets. Bill Maher talking about it, CNN, Fox News, CNBC, Newsweek, they have been forced. Associated Press reported on it 1 hour after the meeting ended. They did leave early. They normally leave in the afternoon or even stay over till Monday. This is the earliest they've ever left, according to Jim Tucker. Some were helicoptering out by Saturday. There was a torch-lit procession. And then they said, we're bringing candles to David Rockefeller's birthday on midnight, June 12th, so that would be Saturday into Sunday night. We have video of that marching with their torches, like villagers coming to burn it down. But they were nonviolent. It was making a point. Really good satire, a political satire in a way, saying, oh, we're bringing you a birthday cake, and we have these burning tip torches as candles for you. And then the police backed off and weren't holding people back, you know, 300 yards like they were previously, after three members of the Swiss Parliament showed up and delivered letters to the police chief and others and said, look, you will allow the demonstrators, you will allow the media, you'll stop harassing people. We have free speech here. And so the police, their body language, it wasn't that oppressive before, but it got very positive after that. But even I, at the point of watching villagers with their torches, I this is some amazing stuff. This is some amazing stuff, and we'll play that video shot by We Are Change Switzerland coming up. Obviously, I'm not just going to cover the whole Bilderberg situation today. There is just huge economic developments happening, massive military developments in the Middle East. We also have a bizarre report out of Texas. Remember that 60 Minutes piece three, 4 weeks ago or a month ago where they talked about domestic extremists and how they're everywhere, and if you don't like the Federal Reserve, you're a terrorist? Well, here it is, KSAT Television out of Texas. We have domestic terrorism right here at our doorstep, said Captain Charlie Hicks of the Bandera County Sheriff's Office. And he went on to say, I have their press release here in my stack. He went on to say that it's terrible. They talk about liberty. They talk about freedom. These are terrorists. And you think you're reading a piece of satire, but it's not. They're doing it with a straight face. So they're now all over the country. The feds are behind the closed doors training police this, but now it's shifting into the open, coming out of the closet that, man, these people are talking about freedom. These people are talking about not liking the New World Order. They're terrorists.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the 13th day of June, 2011, and we have a lot of important news to talk about. Obviously, the incredible, groundbreaking aftermath of what has been unfolding with Bilderberg in the last 4 days. And I want to go over the highlights of what has developed and also what transpired Saturday evening and Sunday, as 125 of the richest and most powerful people met in secret. And we know what their agenda is. We have moles inside. It is the end of the free internet and free speech as we know it. It is massive tax increases with the lion's share of the money paid directly through government into private coffers, expanded bailouts, as the thievery is labeled for the public. They always give it some spin-filled name to hide what they're really doing. We're going to get into what's happening with the stock market. We're going to cover the election 2012 starting to heat up here in the United States. Also in Texas, Bandera County, the sheriff is out in the news saying that he's got terrorists, domestic terrorists in his county ready to strike any minute. And it turns out it's people that don't like the private Federal Reserve or the Bilderberg Group or support Ron Paul. And the fact that the police more and more are going public with what the feds are teaching them behind the scenes. See, the feds don't say this publicly because they know it would create a political firestorm and is political demonization and is a fraud. There are MIAC and Homeland Security reports and other documents that good police have sent us over the years. But what happens is local police tend to then go public with what they've been trained in. Just like pastors 3 years ago, 3 years after we broke the news here on the Genesis Radio Network, that secretly Homeland Security and FEMA have recruited now over 100,000 preachers. Think about how creepy and Soviet style that is, to spy on their flocks, to teach them that guns are bad, and to go to the FEMA center when you're ordered to and take your inoculations, Romans 13. And even though we had those documents with FEMA phone numbers on them, and the actual training manuals, folks didn't believe it for 3 years until on multiple newscasts in Louisiana and in California, local pastors and police went public and said, yes, we do what the government tells us. It's Romans 13, and during an emergency, take the shots, go where you're told. We're called the clergy response teams. We're of the Lord. So this is the type of system. Guys, I can't reach my coffee and I'm done. I got to drive through. I'll just get it here. Nobody, I can jump faster. You know, I'm like a prisoner when I'm doing the radio show. I can't move around in here, but I got it. I got the coffee. I am somewhat exhausted from New York today, but I will warm up here as things progress. And we will open the phones up, as I said. But this whole bizarro world of saying we've got domestic terrorists in our county, in our city, and having this openly said shows you how far they've gone. This is what I want to say. Even if you believe 9/11 was an outside job, let's say 19 Arabs from a cave were able to have NORAD stand down. They did have magic passports, not one but two, that came out of their clothing, through the fireball, through the building, and were then found on the ground within a day by the FBI in all of that bedlam. If you believe that, or you believe that cell phones were working at above 30,000 feet when I, every time I've flown, have snuck and had my wife on the phone or had friends on the phone, and I've never gotten a phone to work above 5,000 feet, let's say magically the hijackers not using airphones, or the passengers not using airphones, or the flight attendants not using airphones, that they did work at 15, 20, 25,000, 30,000, 36,000 feet. If you believe that, great. Let's just say that's real. Magically, the laws of physics were suspended that day. Building 7 fell in its own footprint magically from small fires. Forget the CNN footage of police saying, get back. They're going to bring down Building 7. That building's about to blow up. And there was a 10-second countdown. And it was announced on the news they were going to blow it up. I heard it. I've seen it. We've got the newscast. We've played them. They're going to bring down Building 7. New Yorkers all heard it as well. Let's just forget all of that. Let's just say it's real. Okay, Bin Laden wasn't a CIA asset, even though on record he was. And let's just go along and say it was real for the sake of argument today. Okay, passports came out, were found. Not damaged, one of them, the other slightly damaged. It's real. Okay? Cell phones working at 30-something thousand feet, real. All real, all true. Nobody's lying to us. Forget all the scripting that day within 15 minutes saying Bin Laden did it and saying we got to go into Iraq and all the rest of it. Let's just forget all of that. Forget all the scripting that was evidence of the inside job. Forget it. For the sake of argument, let's just say Bin Laden did it. No one can argue and no one can debate that the tragic events, the horrific events of 9/11 have been used to take our liberties and our freedoms and have been used for the military-industrial complex, which are offshore corporations that could care less about America, have used it to put in a, now in the last 9 years, $1 trillion or more, it's hundreds of billions a year, giant infrastructure of control where they profit from surveilling us and violating our rights. And no one can deny that per state, per year, the Patriot Act on record, it was just in the news again last week, is used in non-terror related cases, marijuana plants, domestic violence, fistfights, embezzlement. They're suspending the Constitution. They're suspending due process in thousands of cases per state every year using the federal statute. No one can deny they've gone from saying, oh, just 5 years ago, we're not listening to you without warrants. We promise that we're not listening to you without warrants. We promise. Remember Bush and those press conferences. And then it turned out they were listening to basically everything in real time without warrants, and it's non-terror related. No one can deny that we're losing our freedoms. No one can deny that they're training us to have our genitals grabbed on the outside and the inside of our pants and to be put in microwave ovens, and the TSA and the federal government and Homeland Security have been caught lying about the radiation level. No one can deny it. And so, let's just say 9/11 was an outside job run by people out of Afghanistan. It's not true. The facts show this is the opposite, but let's just, for the sake of debate, say that. Okay, what does giving up my freedoms and my liberties do to protect me from that? It doesn't. I mean, Jen Napolitano was in the news last week saying that it's illogical. It does not make logical sense, was the quote, to profile Muslim men. Now, 100% of the supposed terror attacks, other than Oklahoma City, you know, the big international and national attacks they hype, 100% are supposedly Muslims. So it makes no logical sense to profile them. See, it's asinine, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we had congressmen on at the time. We had sheriffs on. We had state reps on at the time, going back 5 years ago, 6 years ago, saying they're not building a fence. They put giant game migration points through them that are 5 feet tall, where people are allowed to walk through. The Border Patrol is ordered to not stop illegals except for when news crews are there as part of stunts. Now all of that has been officially admitted. And you find out Obama, for 2 years, has been shipping tens of thousands of guns, knowingly allowing them to be shipped into Mexico so they can then try to trace them back to then blame the Second Amendment. I mean, it's just it's a joke. Our liberties are not being taken to protect us. As Benjamin Franklin said, if you give up your liberty, to paraphrase him, you don't deserve liberty or security, and you're not going to get either. When you give up liberty, you don't get security. And that's just common sense. I mean, who protects us from the big monolithic mega corporations that control our federal government and can get away with bloody murder? I mean, it's really that simple. And then you get the law enforcement manuals, you get the training manuals. I talked to countless detectives and intelligence unit police, and I see them quoted in the news as well. And they'll admit over 9 out of 10 times their training seminars are about gun owners, libertarians, people that want to be left alone, people that are growing their own crops. Ooh, these are dirty people. Ooh, they don't like the Federal Reserve. They don't like the New World Order. They want out of the UN. Well, I'm an American. I'm allowed to want to have a garden. I'm allowed to think fluoride's bad. I have the proof. I'm allowed to not like the private Federal Reserve we didn't have till 1913. I'm allowed to not like the IRS that we didn't have till 1913. I'm allowed to not like the fact that our senators are popularly elected instead of being elected by the state legislatures. I'm allowed to be informed and know that the 10th Amendment and states' rights are the secret to getting this country back. I'm not bad because I know what America's all about. And so while you're being told, give up your rights to fight Al-Qaeda, when you actually get into the real training, it's all about you. And that's the paradox here. The average hardcore conservative is a good person, even if they're misinformed on many subjects of the war on terror. And while they're supporting these attacks on liberty, to protect America, they don't know behind the scenes, it's all about them. They're supporting.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about a product the drug companies don't want you to know about. It's called OsteoK. OsteoK is an osteoporosis supplement shown to decrease fractures 87% without any of the dangerous side effects of medications. Calcium and vitamin D only decrease fractures by 16%. OsteoK decreases fractures an astounding 87%. Friends, osteoporosis is a deadly disease. Research shows the most effective approach for protecting your bones is not a drug at all. It's OsteoK. Manufactured entirely in America, OsteoK is available without a prescription and comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. Don't wait until it's too late, because if you have osteoporosis and fracture a hip, you have a 20% chance of dying within a year. I urge you to take charge of your health today. I cannot recommend this breakthrough product enough. Go to www.nbihealth.com or call 800-624-1416 right now. That's 800-624-1416. Start taking OsteoK.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2233. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I focus on the pain.
I focus on the pain.
The only thing that's real.
The only thing that's real.
The needle tears a hole.
The needle tears a hole.
The old familiar pain.
The old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away.
I remember.
But I remember up everything.
Oh, I love Johnny Cash.
What have I become?
My sweetest friend.
My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the
end. And this says it all.
And you could have it all.
My empire of dirt.
My empire of dirt. I will let you down.
I will make you hurt.
I will make you
hurt. All right. Enough of the great one. Yeah, that's another point I want to make. Then I'm getting into all the new FBI powers, all the incredible police state stuff. You know, yesterday, I'm not going to tell the story because it's unbelievable, but it's on record. I had something bad happen yesterday, and when the police were getting ready to put the person in handcuffs, I just said, let him go. Even though this person was demonic, horrible, evil, laughing at me, God just said, let him go. Now, I'm not going to tell the story. That's it. I'm not talking about it. You know, the issue is that I know the system's coming after me. And that's fine. Because people that are serving this corrupt system, you are in the crosshairs just as much as I am. This is a system that is insane. Just on the genetic engineering front alone, with the cows that produce human breast milk and the monkeys that glow in the dark and have the jellyfish genes and the sometimes 100 different insect genes in one plant that we're then eating. I mean, do I need to explain to you the fact that it's not a question of if, but when? We're not just going to have increased allergies and bowel disorders and diabetes and cancer from these GMOs. It is undoubted that it's going to create super mutagens that are going to create plagues, that are going to make the Black Plague that killed 30 to 40% of Europe look like a Sunday picnic. And where else do I go? I have thousands of such issues to cover here. And it's not my opinion. I'm absolutely targeted on this. I know what I'm talking about. We're destroying ourselves. You know, I went to the Talkers event, and I meant to write some notes up on it this morning and give my reflections on it. It's a very important, the most important individual insider talk radio event. It's been going on for decades. And Rush Limbaugh's been the keynote speaker, Sean Hannity, people like that in the past. And I went and I was the keynote speaker, and I was shocked to see congressmen, former congressmen, you know, Stephen Baldwin in the audience, Fox News people. I was like, wow, this really is high-powered. And I got up there and, you know, gave them, I think, an okay speech. It wasn't one of my better ones, but they put out a press release saying it was dynamite. And then I was there with a station owner that's got me on a few other stations, and he played me a commentary that is off his iPhone that his mother had done about me on the radio. And I looked at the guy, this is when we were eating dinner, and I said, you think it makes me feel good that you're smart, sweet old mother, it looks up to me and thinks I'm this great guy and has all this love for me in her voice? I said, no, it makes me feel horrible. And he's like, why do you say that? And it's not that I'm ashamed of what I've done, and it's not that I'm misleading people. I'm proud of a lot of what I've done, but compared to what I'm proud of, I also am disgusted with my delivery and disgusted with who I am. Because I never expected to be in this position and to have my position of prominence and power growing exponentially. It's not fun. I'm not, and again, I'm not criticizing her. I'm saying a nice, good person counting on me. The responsibility of all these young people and old people and at the airports, families with shining eyes coming up to me, looking at me like I'm going to save them. I mean, I just, I, I'm going to try to quantify it when I come back. I never knew this responsibility would feel like this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at ofthefield.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at ofthefield.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, you tune into this broadcast for the history, the philosophy, the guest, the news. But really trying to quantify what I was getting into earlier, it's really simply this. To have so many people counting on me, to have so many people looking up to me, I just see myself as a fighter against tyranny. I see myself as someone who wants to be free. But then in my own humanness, I know I make mistakes. I know I fail just as many times as I succeed. And then I realize that people are looking up to me. I've got to do an even better job. And I see my own weak, frail humanness. And I realize I don't have the answers or all the answers or enough energy to ever deliver things perfectly to people or anywhere close to it. And it's just, it's quite an experience. It is quite an experience in the final equation to constantly see so many people looking up to me. Because I think, what if I make a mistake? What if I let the enemy destroy me? What if everything then, you know, begins to be about Alex Jones and the fight against tyranny instead of the fight against tyranny? Then I can be destroyed politically or physically, and then they can tell whatever lies they want. I mean, that's the thing. It's the realization that even if I do the very best job I can, the system will just make stuff up. Or the system will take things and twist them and then try to hurt our movement for free humanity through that. It's just the continued awakening to the fact that with great power comes great responsibility. I go back to one of the Spider-Man movies I saw. I haven't seen them all. I've seen one of them, but it's the one where they don't pay him his money after he's been wrestling, and he's just beaten the other wrestler, and he goes in the back room and says, "Give me my money," and they cheat him and say, "No, kid, you didn't read the fine print," and a guy comes in and robs him, and he has a chance to stop him, but he doesn't stop the robber. And the robber says, "Thanks, kid," and runs out on the street and then kills his uncle, carjacks his uncle that was there to pick him up. And then he sees, oh, my gosh, I thought I was doing something evil to get back at somebody, but it came right back on me. See, I'm actually aware that that's how the universe works. And so I constantly try to be moral. I constantly try to be good. I constantly try to be upstanding. I constantly try to get it right. But I'm human like everybody else. And then in hindsight, days later, weeks later, years later, I will see things I've done that weren't accurate completely, or things that weren't right, or times I lost my temper, or times I was worldly, or arrogant, or overly competitive. And it's really the horror of realizing that I'm fallen, just like everybody else on this planet. And then there's the pain of seeing other people who are 10, 20, 30, 40 times more worldly, more corrupt than I am. They want to be corrupt. They think it's good. They've completely given themselves over to it. And I don't even hate those people anymore. I'm not even angry at them anymore. Before, I hated them, was angry at them, and that was somewhat of a psychological shield. Now, I'm more just depressed by it. But then I see all the positive good things in the world, and I think about how good people are. If we could just get the good, kind-hearted, loving, intelligent people out there who don't see themselves as leaders to see themselves as leaders. If there are people out there listening to this broadcast right now, that if you got involved in the media, if you got involved in warning people, if you started an access television show, if you went and got a local weekend radio show, and if you organized and turned loose your passion and got involved and didn't get tied down by infighting and COINTELPRO, that you would be able to do things much greater than I've done. And it's that potential. Humanity has a potential to reach the stars, not reach for the stars, reach the stars. And we also have the potential to drag civilization into absolute hell. And every form of avarice and corruption and degeneracy is being turned loose. When I go on trips and I see the public and I travel and I listen to people and I watch them, it is such an amalgamation of decadence and sullenness and entitlement and corruption and people obsessed with diversions. I mean, I see it all, and I see humanity being sucked downward. At the same time, I see other people rising. So it's a spectrum. It's not just humanity sinking. It's hills and valleys. Some people are rising, others are sinking, and it's a battle going on. There is, at the end of the day, there is a battle of good and evil. We wouldn't have a private Federal Reserve running our society. We wouldn't have a society dominated by lies and deception if good people hadn't slowly been seduced by it, by degrees, to accept it, is what I'm saying. So more and more, it's the philosophy of liberty versus tyranny that dominates culture. And you have to be able to recognize what is liberty, what is tyranny, what is good, what is evil. And more, it is the ability to recognize reality that will save our society or doom it. As Winston Smith, being tortured in the fictional 1984, says, freedom is the power to say 2 plus 2 equals 4. And that sounds ridiculous. You're like, well, I can say 2 plus 2 equals 4. Can you say 2 plus 2 equals 4? Or do you sit there like the BBC did when they were here a few weeks ago? I haven't even talked about this. And I'm in the interview with the guy, and I was very depressed after the interview. And I wanted to get out of the interview, not because I couldn't answer the questions. I didn't want to be in the presence of the person. I sat there, and he had all his little 9/11 questions that he was all prepared for, and you know, things that were honeypots, things that couldn't be proven one way or the other. And I would say, well, what about the magic passports coming out of the planes and then down to the ground and then being found? I mean, that's impossible on both counts. It's impossible they would survive unharmed, but it's near impossible they would be immediately found. I mean, do you see how convenient that is? And I said, you notice they don't use that anymore. In fact, within a few weeks, they quit using that in the media because it was so ridiculous. People were like, what? I mean, even the dumbed-down public didn't buy that. And the guy just giggled at me and smiled with a twinkle and said, I do believe it. And right then I realized this is a mercenary. This guy could care less. He could care less what the truth is. He was a cold-blooded mercenary. And I had a desire to do something, because I knew, if I'm confronted with some gutter snipe level decadent person that's turned himself over to the world, but just thinks that that's what life is, then I feel sorry for him. But when I'm confronted with someone who knows and thinks this stuff's funny, you think I want to come on air and say 9/11's an inside job? Do you think my ego wanted to lose 2/3 of the affiliates I had 9 years ago when 9/11 took place? We were over 100 stations. We've just now gone over 100 since then. And Ted Anderson didn't censor me, great guy that he is, but he would come in and say, well, yeah, these stations are going to turn you off if you don't stop talking about it. I'd say, I can't stop. And Ted said, okay. But see, for me, it's not that I'm some great, wonderful, moral person that I can't compromise, that I can't sell out consciously. My fear is I'll make mistakes and end up selling out even if I don't try by degrees. And here I am 9 years later, more successful than I've ever been at getting the word out to people. And, well, you know, I rarely get up here and you know, actually engage in open soul searching on the air. So I know this makes a lot of sense to some people, doesn't make sense to other people. I'm just being 100% real with you. And I wish every day, a lot of times I wake up at like 3-4 in the morning with my heart pounding, wishing that 9/11 wasn't an inside job. And not because I've had to be demonized and attacked and ridiculed and scorned and been a heretic for telling the truth. No. I wake up in the middle of the night because it's scary that it's an inside job. I know why people are repulsed by it, why people run from it. Because, believe me, I want to run from it too. But you can't run from it. If it is an inside job, What does that say about the system that runs our country? What does that say about how much trouble we're in? Oh, believe me, I know why you don't want to face that fact, because it is frightening. It is nauseating. It is terrifying. It screams danger, 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 Will Robinson. But all of you in your gut, are you more afraid of the turban men with the big beards? If they were all gone tomorrow, would you be at peace? No, you wouldn't be. Everybody knows in their gut and intellectually who the threat is. It's the government. But that's an oversimplification. The government's made of people just like you and I. It's the people running it. It's the philosophy. It's the captain. I'm not worried about the guy in engineering running the boilers. I'm not worried about the person up on the top deck bussing tables. I'm not worried about the bartender. I'm not worried about the lady that changes the beds. I'm not worried about the people that are working in the galley. I'm not worried about the doctor. I'm not worried about the dentist and the cruise ship. I'm worried about the captain. And his inner crew are a bunch of murderous scum who write books about how much they want to set up world government and exterminate us. And they publish the books. They constantly talk about it. The White House science czar, on and on and on. Ted Turner, Prince Philip, all of them. And I'm here saying, folks, we're in trouble. They're like, well, our government wouldn't do that. Our government's been taken over. I'll use another analogy. If you were on board a plane, this has happened a lot of times in history, and because hijackers, there have been real hijackers in history, real terrorists, real political activists that think they're doing this to draw attention to something, but they are going after men, women, and children, which in the code of ethics in war is disgusting and filthy and bad. In the modern time, they call it terrorist. But whether it's bombing Dresden or bombing London or bombing Tokyo or killing men, women, and children by anybody, it's a war crime. It's against humanity. The rules are you don't touch women and children. And what happens is I start going down one path while I'm talking, and I forget what the original point was. Why was I getting off into that? Well, I remember Rush Limbaugh a few months ago. He was talking about the Rolling Stone articles where, you know, they're killing innocent people, shooting innocent people in Afghanistan. And he said, well, the Army is not doing a good job. We played the clip. He goes, I agree with Rolling Stone and the media, but not in the way they think. The Army is saying we're sorry we're accidentally killing innocent people. And Limbaugh said, well, there used to be a time in this country when we wanted to kill everybody. And that's how we won, bombing Dresden in Germany, bombing Tokyo, bombing Hiroshima, bombing Nagasaki. He said, you know, there was a time in America when we wanted to kill women and children. And I just listened to that. Like some men think it's tough to talk about killing women and children. You see, once you get rid of those rules, once you get rid of those rules, then everybody's fair game. And I thought about how people think it's manly to be for torture and secret arrest. They think it's tough. They think it's cool. They think it's sexy. And it's not. You know, other civilizations, time and time again, have figured out that that's against the rules because really bad things happen. If men want to march off and kill each other, that's one thing. But no, the United States, up until World War II, never acted like that and never behaved like that. And so now we're told, well, we should behave like that again. And that somehow that's tough. But then we're told if Arabs target us the same way, but not with 2,000-pound bombs dropped on villages, but with bombs strapped to themselves, they're cowards, they're terrorists, they're bad, they're evil. Oh, my gosh, it's horrible. Oh, my gosh, Gaddafi might have shot some protesters, so let's invade. But it's not an invasion. But, oh, my gosh, Israel just mowed down a bunch of people. That's a good thing to do. Whether you're for Israel doing that or not, just don't give me your schizophrenic, double-think, hypocritical line about how you care about humanity and you care about individuals and you care about not killing civilians. That's the point I'm getting at. But up until World War II, our government didn't do that. And certainly Hitler was a bad warmonger and did attack civilian cities when he invaded Poland and other areas. But with the British, he targeted military bases first in the Blitz. And then the British flew in a big sortie of aircraft and bombed Berlin and civilian targets. And it was later declassified. They did that knowing that Hitler would then turn his attack onto the civilian cities and not the military bases. And they also, in the report, said that would then, in their psychological research, would get the British fully behind the war when they were targeted. And so then the rest is history. Germany was completely leveled. More than 20 million Germans died. And Hitler was played like a fiddle. 500,000 people died, what, in 1 week of bombing on Dresden, which was, quote, a safe city for the children. So I don't care if it's a black African child, a German child, whoever it is in war. Just because you're fighting with somebody's daddy doesn't mean you kill their two-year-old baby. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
I was really getting at earlier, I think in summation, is that we're all in individual struggles with ourselves to decide what do we stand for? Who are we? What is our cultural values? And the American cultural values, and it's not that the United States has ever been perfect, but the American cultural values, what America stood for, what made this country great, is under assault. Anyone who studied basic history, common sense, knows that whether it's Republicans or Democrats, at the end of the day, we're losing everything that was good about this country. And this nation's going in the wrong direction. And lies have become the norm. Not just Wienergate or Bill Clinton lying or George W. Bush lying about WMDs or his dad lying about read my lips, no new taxes. But a lot bigger lies. The not so dominant old line media, the dying media, the dying corporate media, loves to focus on a Wienergate, loves to focus on something that's individualized at one person, that doesn't indict the whole system for its lies. But our fundamental monetary system has been a lie for 97 plus years. It'll be 100 years coming up in 1913. And it's a fact of this monetary system that for every dollar created, a dollar of debt is created. And we are to pay that debt to who? The private Federal Reserve. And we're now coming to the end of the cycle. We've now had our wealth stolen. We've had our buying power stolen. We've been deindustrialized. We were told NAFTA and GATT would be great, that Walmart would be wonderful. Walmart's profits are plunging. I was just reading an article yesterday where they're now going to roll out with small local stores trying to put what's left out of business because their big box business is falling apart. But that's a necessary process of what Walmart's done, of what Chinese slave goods have done, is that at the end, Walmart destroys itself, but the people running it don't care because they will always move on to the next country, which they admit they're doing. That's where they're doing their main investments now, outside the U.S., even though the U.S. is over 60% of their total global profit. So they're done. They've mined us out. There was no attitude of build up America. It was just, oh, we got big American flags hanging up, made in America, buy America, and then you can't find American in there. But people think they're buying American because there's big American flags up everywhere. And I think that jingoism symbolizes the curse that we're under. And I'm not even just going after Walmart here. That there's American flags everywhere, but even the American flags hanging on the wall are made in China. So you feel good while you're there buying the stuff at Walmart. But it's all a lie, and a lie will get you hurt. Okay, look, I've been ranting, and we do have Dominique Betting, a member of the Swiss Parliament, coming on. Incredibly positive, historical things happened at Bilderberg, and I think what I was getting to earlier is I don't even feel worthy to even cover things that are this important and all the subtle intricacies. A lot of times when I leave the show at the end of the day, I feel terrible. I feel like I should have made these points. I should have made that point. And it's because I have an intense desire to warn people, an intense desire to turn things around, an intense desire to not go down the road we're going down. And I get frustrated by seeing people who have no desire to be informed, no desire to be involved in society, no desire to be players on the field. They just want to be spectators. But the good news at the end of the day is this. It's never been a majority that engages in evil and takes over. It's never been a majority that defeats the evil. It's always a minority on the side of evil and a minority on the side of good that are able to either take over for bad or take over for good. All right, tons of news coming up on a host of issues, video clips, a guest, and I will give the phone number out later to talk about any issues you want. But I need to come back and now start getting into some of the news. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.